I will you through to James at MMA Legal, who may help?
I will. Is that Aaron I'm speaking to?
Sorry?
Is that Aaron?
No, it's James. You want me to transfer you through?
Yes, thank you. Please.
No problem. I'll let you know. Hi, Aaron's not at his desk at the moment. Is it all right if I could possibly get him to ring you back when he's returned?
Aye, Arf, can you deal with me now? It's got to be Aaron, isn't it?
Hold on 1 second, I can deal with you. Just let me load up your file.
Georgina Logan.
Just before I'm being able to discuss anything in relation to this, I just need to pass you for data protection purposes.
Okay.
Could you just confirm to me your date of birth, please?
19854.
Brilliant. And your postal address?
G134NA.
And can you confirm for me either your mobile number or your email address, please?
My phone number is 07342664410.
Brilliant. That's perfectly fine. We've passed the debt protection now. How can I help with your...
I was just to see how far my case was going, because he told me a couple of weeks ago it's going to be long.
Yeah.
And then I couldn't hang me. I'm not really good on the phone. I'm 72-year-old woman. So I sent him this stuff, but he said no. It was then I had to send my passport and that. So I've done that and I got a letter, but I text back saying thank you very much. They had received it. So just to make sure that's all right.
Fantastic. Let me have a look now. Yeah, we've got your passport perfectly fine. That's been safely received. So we sent a subject access request to your general practitioner, which we've received your records back from. We sent a subject access request to Glasgow City Council, and we've also received your records from them as well.
Hold on a minute! That's my son shooting.
No problem. And we've sent a subject access request to NHS Great Glasgow and Clyde, which they've also responded to us with their records. From what I can see, we've also sent to Argyll and Bute Council, to which they stated they have no records of you at all, unfortunately.
What other ones did they get?
By Glasgow Corporation. So they came back to us and said that they advised that Castle Toward was purchased by Glasgow Corporation in 1948 and was initially used as a residential school for recovering from illness or living in deprived home conditions. It became a residential outdoor educational settings for children from all Glasgow primary school until 1996.
1961.
So, yeah, we've probably been by Glasgow. So, as I previously mentioned, we have received stuff from Glasgow. Usually what we try to do in relation to the Scottish Regis applications is to essentially just to get your GP records and then also your care records from the local councils.
So, have you had all that?
So, Argyll and Bute haven't. We've received your GP records, and we've also got some from the local council, being Glasgow. So, what I'll be able to do is I can pass this on to our manager on the subject access request side, and we can see, we can change your file to evidence review, have a look through the evidence which we've currently collected, and then we'll see if we're able to book you in for a witness statement. For that,
what does that mean?
A witness statement, so it will be a very in-depth statement of your experience during care.
I sent you one of them, a registered letter. Did you get it?
Say that again, sorry.
I sat down with my sister. See, my sisters were in here, but three of my sisters are dead. It was in Mamie. I was in three. I was in one in Rossi, and I was in one in Ayr. That was called Mabel. I think he's got work for you too.
Yeah, well, what we've got at the moment for your care settings is We got Mabel Resident School Ayrshire in Scotland, Castle Toward Resident School, Dunoon Argyll and Bute, and then Farnathy Residential School in Angus as well. But we haven't got anything within the personal statement for there. The witness statement, as I was saying previously, so it's just what we have to provide to the Scottish Redress Panel as alongside your application. And essentially all it is just a detailed report, a detailed statement of your experience going through CER.
Have I got to do it again?
Say that again, sorry.
I've already sent you one of them. Have I got to do it again?
It will have to be with ourselves, yeah. So if you've done a witness statement previously with your sisters, as you say, or anything that's part of your application, it's still part of the process, so you'll have to do an in-depth, thorough witness statement with ourselves, which where we'll ask you specific questions to try and obviously paint a picture to the panel of the experience, what you went through in your time in CER. It's literally just to strengthen your application to try and get the best possible outcome for yourself. It will be within chronological order as well. So it will literally be from the conditions and your experiences before you started CER, so just immediately before you ended up being placed in the CER system. We'd probably ask a few questions, not to go into too much detail now because it's not really that necessary at the moment. Don't want to bring up any uncomfortable memories or conversations, but it's essentially just to get a full detailed report of your experience during your time in CER.
Right. And how long will that take now?
And from what I can see, unless we review the evidence and the records that we got back is relation to your adult CER records. If it is relation to your child CER records, we should be able to get you booked in within the next few in the next month or so.
Right, that's good. Right, thank you.
Yeah, is that okay?
That's okay.
All right, no problem. I'll make a note of the call and I'll relay this to my manager to see how they feel in reviewing the evidence and if we can move you forward towards the witness statement. But we'll give you a call first.
Did you get the one about Abernethy? I was in that one and I think he was waiting for that coming back.
In where, sorry?
Abernethy. It was a residential school I was in. One of the nuns.
No, we've not. The only one that we've got is Mabel Residential School, Castle Toward Residential School, Dunoon, and then Farnathy Residential School, Angus.
What was that called, the one in Angus?
Farnathy, Farnethy Residential School.
Was that in that one?
It's what we have on file, so it would have been from when you first had your initial intake call with us. When you described your CER settings, it would have been mentioned you're in there. But from what I can see, it says that you were there from 1961 to 1963.
That's right.
All right, fantastic.
Mate, that's only in order. Thank you very much for your help.
Yeah, no problem. As I said, I'll pass this through to my manager to see if it will be possible to move you on to the next stages. And if it is possible, we'll give you a call first just to see what date and time is best available for you.
Okay.
And then we'll go on from there, okay?
Right, thank you.
Fantastic. Right, no problem. Have a lovely day, Georgina.
You too.
Bye-bye. Cheers. Bye.
Bye.